This isn't a photo that I think is particularly groundbreaking or awesome or anything like that, but it's really taken to play around with a certain type of visual artifact that you see when shooting with wide apertures, which is the fact that in the background, you'll notice that the balls of light are shaped differently depending on where they are in the frame. And I took this photo in direct response to something my brother Andy shared with me. We were going through vacation photos the other day, and he showed me this picture of me and my wife that he'd taken. And I complimented him not just on the picture of my wife and I, which is kind of a candid shot, but in the corners I noticed that the balls of light that were being in the background of the photo, there's this tree, and through the tree you could see some sunlight poking through, and those little dots of light were shaped differently in the photo that my brother took. And I've noticed that in my own photos over the years, and it's just it has to do with how lenses bend and shape the incoming light. And so I told Andy, my brother, I said, I really like this aspect of your photo. And so we got to discussing that concept more. And I thought, you know, I'm just going to go out and get a shot like that just for fun, just to explore that a little bit. So I got this shot here. I don't even know what this is. It's some sort of water valve or something or other. But I was trying to find a subject that a subject that would stand out from the background, but also a background that would show that property at work. And if you look on the top right and bottom right, you'll notice that those little out-of-focus areas on the top right, they're kind of angled one direction. On the bottom right, they're angled another direction. And it's kind of a fun little concept to play with. And if you are shooting, you can do this with any lens. The wider your aperture, the better it's going to be. And if you have a prime lens and get really big apertures, then you can do this really well. So it works best if you are standing far away from points of light. So in this case, or one of the easiest ways to do it is find a tree far away from you at sunset and take a kind of a portrait. Well, take a picture like this in front of a tree where you get these little points of sunlight poking through the tree. And you can do this with anything. You can do it with like Christmas tree lights. If you put someone in front of a Christmas tree and blur out the background, you'll notice the same thing happening. So there's no big grand thing going on here with this photo. It's just really meant for me to play around with that concept, that optical property of those bokeh balls is what some people call them, and how they're misshapen by the lens and what that looks like as a result. So it's just something fun to try. It might be worth you trying as well.